The Spiritual Brain, A Neuroscientist's Case for the Existence of the Soul, by Mario Beauregard and Denise O'Leary. Narrated by Patrick Lawler. Copyright 2007 by Mario Beauregard and Denise O'Leary. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Harper One, a division of HarperCollins Publishers, and was produced in the year 2007 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Introduction. When my doctoral student Vincent Paquette and I first began studying the spiritual experiences of Carmelite nuns at the Université de Montréal, we knew that our motives were quite likely to be misunderstood. First, we had to convince the nuns that we were not trying to prove that their religious experience did not actually occur, that they were delusions or that a brain glitch explained them. Then we had to quiet both the hopes of professional atheists and the fears of clergy about the possibility that we were trying to reduce these experiences to some kind of God switch in the brain. Many neuroscientists want to do just that, but Vincent and I belong to a minority, non-materialist neuroscientists. Most scientists today are materialists who believe that the physical world is the only reality. Absolutely everything else, including thought, feeling, mind, and will, can be explained in terms of matter and physical phenomena, leaving no room for the possibility that religious and spiritual experiences are anything but illusions. Materialists are like Charles Dickens's character Ebenezer Scrooge, who dismisses his experience of Marley's ghost as merely an undigested bit of beef, a blot of mustard, a crumb of cheese, a fragment of an underdone potato. Vincent and I, on the other hand, did not approach our research with any such materialist presumption. As we are not materialists, we did not doubt in principle that a contemplative might contact a reality outside herself during a mystical experience. In fact, I went into neuroscience in part because I knew experientially that such things can indeed happen. Vincent and I simply wanted to know what the neural correlates, the activity of the neurons during such an experience, might be. Given the overwhelming dominance of materialism in neuroscience today, we count ourselves lucky that the nuns believed in our sincerity and agreed to help us, and that the Templeton Foundation saw the value of funding our studies. Of course, you may well ask, can neuroscience studies of contemplative nuns demonstrate that God exists? No. But they can, and did, demonstrate that the mystical state of consciousness really exists.